that Jesus died for your sins.
Right, it takes more than just belief. So believing that Jesus died for your sins.
Yes, sir.
So do the demons believe and tremble, the Bible says?
Yes.
It does. Yes. So they have a head knowledge of Jesus. What does it take? More than a head knowledge, what does it take? A belief to what?
Excuse me?
A belief to what? Follow.
Oh, yes, sir.
So, right, so if you believe in him,
yes,
you follow him.
Yes, sir.
And you want allegiance to him, so that means you'll keep his word and his ways.
Yes, sir.
And how you do that, because of the shed blood of Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection, that it gives you and I hope, you repent.
Yes, sir.
You know what repentance is?
Ask God for forgiveness.
Yeah, that's part of it. And then turning from your sin and stopping it. Because if you ask God for forgiveness,
and you keep going,
yeah, let's say you fornicate a lot, and you say, God, forgive me, and you keep fornicating, God's going to go, why should I forgive you? You keep doing it.
Exactly.
That's so you got to change your mind, you change your ways.
Yes, sir.
And when God sees that you're willing to come out of your own fleshly ways, when God sees you're willing to, you think this is of God or is this of the world and Satan?
I believe God gave Satan... This has a playground.
Yeah, this is Satan's kingdom, this world. So you got to come out of the culture. You think the churches teach the truth? They don't.
It all depends. There
ain't one that does. They all teach a bunch of lies, man-made traditions. They're about money. They're compromised. They do pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. They don't teach you how to dress biblical. They don't preach a biblical gospel. They don't call you out of the world. Any gospel doesn't call you out of the world is a false gospel. And so, by faith, repentance, when God sees a willing vessel, you're willing to repent, you'd be born again. When you're born again by the Spirit of God, you know what the fruit you're born again is? Not just church attendance, which I don't even encourage you to go to church. I don't know biblical ones. The fruit you're born of God is holiness, which means set apart for God. Come out of all this. Come out of dressing like the world. God doesn't have us dressed like the world. He has us dressed like his people, dressed like Christ did. He doesn't have us acting like the world. Doesn't have us watching sports and entertainment, movies and politics. Does that sound like that's of God or of Satan?
Right.
So Satan. And holiness and obedience overtakes your life if you really are born of God. And over time, you're purified, you're perfected, and you endure in the faith to the end. And when that happens, you have the hope of eternal life to come, and you can bank on the promises of God. But guess what you've done? Because of the perfect work of Christ that you need, you trade your worldly life
for
a new life in him. See, if you haven't traded that life, you don't really have eternal life to come. Does all that make sense?
Yes, sir. It makes sense.
You got that gospel card.
Yes, sir.
And I have thousands of articles and resources to help you to come out of the world. You can email me. We'll Bible study with you. Come out of the world and seek the kingdom of God. But if you live like the world...
So you believe in the Bible, but not the churches.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The churches are lying. The Bible is the Word of God. From the Roman Catholics all the way down to the evangelicals, to the non-denom, to the Jehovah's Witnesses, to the Mormons, guess what they're all made of? Man. Every one of them was made, invented by a man. Who do you want to follow, man or Jesus? You want to follow his first century model, which is what you see in the New Testament. They didn't live like the culture. They didn't act like the culture. They didn't talk like the culture. They didn't dress like the culture. They didn't entertain like the culture. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they come out. Isn't that awesome?
Yes,
you got to come out of the world. It'll cost you your whole life. But guess what? In exchange, you get eternal life to come. If you don't lose your life, guess what it's going to cost you? Your soul. And you'll be thrown into weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, Revelations.
We're studying. You should check out my website. We're studying through the book of Revelation, verse by verse. I just finished chapter 1. We just started. I'm going to be starting chapter 2. You should come and study along with us and contact me. Reach out.
Yes, sir.
Love to help you. What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
I'm 2 Postas, my wife's sister, Amin.
Nice to meet you.
We love you, neighbor.
Yes, sir.
Reach out to us.
Yes, sir.
Remember that gospel. It's on that card. Check out our website. We'd like to help you go deep in the truth.
I will.
All right. God be praised.
Yes, sir.